You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, June 24th, 2016, week 161 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Friday, that means we got to do some Netflix recommendations. My Netflix recommendation is Super Size Me, Morgan Spurlock's first breakout documentary, where he decides to eat nothing but McDonald's for a whole month and nearly kills himself doing it. And then this documentary was so scathing that McDonald's pulled the supersize off their menu.
Yeah.
Which pissed me off because I used to just get a supersize fries when I was a kid before we knew that they had beef in them. Mm-hmm. And that was satisfying.
Yes. Tasty.
I used to love their fries.
It's surprising it had that much impact. I mean, it didn't do much else, but it did do that.
Could you imagine doing something that radical for a documentary? Like, you're like, I'm going to make a documentary on Subway, and I'm going to eat Subway every day for a month. I want to go on the Jared diet and see how well it works.
Yeah, surprised no one's done that.
I don't think anyone wants to compare themselves to Jared Fogle right now.
I think so. I wonder if there's, like, you would change the Super Size Me documentary at the beginning and say, like, there used to be a thing called...
Now it's like a history documentary.
There's probably people who, like, don't know what that... What does Super Size Me? What's that title mean?
And then the thing is...
I guess, oh, he's getting bigger.
Yeah.
He's fatter.
But the thing is, like, in the documentary, they say that anytime they ask him if he wants a supersize, he has to say yes.
Yeah. But, like, you wouldn't understand what that would mean, I feel like.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
It's a weird documentary, though. Remember when we watched it? Like, there's, like, music and stuff. And
yeah.
There's like, a lot of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
It's kind of weird.
It's like, kind of out there.
Did they interview that Burger King dude who eats, like, Burger King every day or something?
No, it's a Big Mac.
He eats a Big Mac every day. He tried a Whopper once for, like, a bunch of money.
Yeah. And then he
went
for
right
20
back.
Bucks or something, and he went and bought, like, Big Macs.
That's innocent. Yeah, it's an odd documentary.
Yeah. It's like, I find it more interesting about his, like, he had, like, this, like, Persian doctor, and I find him the most interesting guy. He's like,
yeah.
You're killing yourself, man.
Like, I feel like the documentary, like,
and, like,
I don't really care, like, because you know he's just going to get fat. Like, the story, like, that's why it's a good documentary, because the story behind it, like, everything else is funny.
Yeah, because, like, his, like, wife is, like, a vegan, and she's getting pissed off.
Yeah,
she's, like,
there's just other stuff going on, and him, like, puking and stuff's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing what he gets, but obviously it's bad for you. I mean,
yeah,
there seems really no point. I guess it wouldn't be an interesting documentary unless all the other stuff happened in it.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, watch that because it's a great documentary.
Yes,
I think it's what got me into documentaries. Probably we saw these. This
probably out. This was like one of the first I can remember.
Yeah.
My recommendation: Spotlight, Oscar-winning movie. Great actors and actresses.
Was it deserved, though?
Out of that crop? Probably.
Yeah.
Like, there just wasn't a great crop. But you got some Ruffalo, you got some McAdams, you got some Keaton, got some Liev Schreiber.
That's a lot of superheroes.
It is. So, you know, you get all the superheroes together.
Well, Rachel McAdams is just, she's not a superhero.
She's in Doctor Strange.
But she is. She might be a superhero.
She could be. I think she's just a nurse or something. But,
I mean, nurses are superheroes.
True.
We know a nurse.
That's true.
I like to think that she's a superhero.
True.
Well, soon she's going to be a nurse eventually.
Yes.
Nurses she's all right
very,
until then.
Very important.
She's like Clark Kent, annoying as shit.
Yeah,
luckily,
so,
she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yes. Check out Spotlight. It's about terrible abuse, specifically in Boston, but more like overall in the world. And it's pretty interesting.
I remember... I was listening to the episode where Usher talks about seeing this movie,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, it was pretty crazy because, like, there was a case of molestation in Orange, California, and the whole time I'm just ridiculing Usher, being like, you were molested as a child. Like, is this your way of telling us you were molested as a child? Were you molested as a child?
I lived in Orange, California.
It's like, he's like, why would I go to a Catholic church? I was like, Usher, you don't have to lie to us. We get it. You were molested as a child. Horrible.
Don't even really remember. I remember reviewing it, but I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Blocked it out.
Just like the molestation that occurred when he was a child. On Netflix tonight, today, Dragons Race to the Edge, Season 3, The Fundamentals of Caring, and Just in Time, Go! Which is a kids program.
Kids program.
How was your week?
Meh. Meh week. Nothing too notable.
No.
At all. But, very meh. Your week? You say you don't know what you did, so you gotta figure out.
Yeah, I went to LA on Monday. I know for sure I did that. Oh, wait, no. So we recorded Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We went to BCD. I mean, that's something.
Oh, yeah. I was telling my mom about that. I was like, Mike ate Soon Tofu.
I did that before.
You did it before? Yeah.
That was only my second time eating there.
I don't know. You eating tofu? Because I know people who eat tofu who won't eat BCD because they're like, I don't like the consistency of the tofu there. Because it's like super soft. It freaks them out.
Well, you got the soup in them.
And you get the rice.
Yeah.
The rice adds some consistency.
You put that all together and you're fine.
Yeah. How spicy is that for you, though? You get the mild?
It's spicy, yeah.
The mild spicy for you?
I think it got medium last time. It seemed just as spicy to me for some reason.
Yeah, Danger seemed a lot spicier this time than it normally does.
Yeah, like, I remember getting medium. I was like, oh, like, that was kind of spicy. And, like, this is still pretty spicy to me. Like, it's not... I'm just really affected by it, but...
It also depends on how spicy, like, how often you eat spicy.
Yeah, I don't eat spicy too often, but I like spicy. Mm-hmm. But I just don't... It's, like, hard for me to handle it.
I want to see you eat... Very spicy at Koba, which is like I ate it and I was like coughing and I was like sweating and like dying.
I don't see myself being able to do that. But like, it was more like spicy in the moment, but then after I didn't have after. Like, it's worse when you feel it forever. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, man, it's just miserable.
So yeah, we got BCD, and then the next day, like that day earlier, I was hanging out with a friend. And her cousin called and she was like, hey, Drew, are you coming to my graduation? And I was like, why would I do that? And she's like, you were at my senior reflections 4 years ago in high school. Mm-hmm. You have to come. And I was like, okay. Ha ha. UCSD. So Sunday morning, I text my friend and I'm like, was your cousin serious about going to graduation? She's like, yeah. Be at my house in like 30 minutes. And I'm like, I can't do that. She's like, okay, 45 minutes. She's like, I'm going to go get coffee. You want any coffee? And I was like, yeah. Get ready. Drive over. She's waiting for me with a coffee, which is I think that's the best way to meet someone, like see someone, is them
someone
waiting.
Hands you a coffee.
Something like the first thing they say hi and they hand you a coffee, like your order. That's a phenomenal way of seeing someone. I don't want to even say that's my favorite way of seeing someone. And then we go down to Phil's Barbecue.
Oh, so good.
I was surprised.
I love Phil's. Is that the first time you've been there?
Yeah, I've never been there.
I mean, salad? I don't know what you eat, but
I had
Phil's Barbecue is so good.
I got their salad, and I had French fries, and I had onion rings.
Oh, yeah. So good. Oh, my gosh.
Really good. And the portions were huge for the price.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even their salad was perfect to me because it's just like... like greens, like lettuce and tomato and ranch. And that's all I want in a lot of salad. Pretty much, I just want things to carry ranch into my mouth.
Yeah.
What I want.
Makes it easy.
Like plain tasting, as plain as you can get it, so I can just taste ranch.
Yeah, you just want the flavor.
And that was fun because I got to hang out like... My friend's family loves me, so that was cool. And I got to meet all her older cousins, which I didn't meet a lot of them before, because usually it's just like me, her, and then two of her cousins, or her sister and two of her cousins. So I got to meet her aunt again, who just ridiculed me about my beard. And I got to hang out.
Usually people don't do that outside of your family.
I know. I think I'm in their family now.
Yeah. And you're like, now they're going to criticize your beard.
Her parents give me such a... Her dad gives me a really hard time about my beard.
Oh, really?
Like, homie was in the hospital and they have like the Ring video doorbell thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what was it? I think we just had to get something from inside or something. And her phone goes off and she's like, my dad says to shave your face. And I'm like, homie's in the hospital. And he's like,
it's like, I don't want to see that on the screen. Still
sending burns. So yeah. And then like my friend, like Mandy's cousin's friend, who I haven't seen in like 4 years, got to hang out with her. So that was cool. Because we're both like the Indian friend for like Mandy and her cousin. Mm-hmm. So it was, I was like, we got to like get to hang out, see what it's like being the outsiders, but we're both the same. And then yeah, I ate that and then went to a graduation, which wasn't that bad. I was like surprised. Really tiny graduation, really motivational, way better than mine. Wasn't as hot. And took pictures. Then got invited to dinner and had to pass because Mandy wasn't going. And I was like, that's fine. And I was like, really? Like, that was weird. I don't know. That's, I think that's too far.
Because you went with Mandy.
Because I went with Mandy. And they're like, oh, we'll drop you off later. And I was like, no, it's really okay. Like, so that was interesting. I just love hanging out with her family. Her family is awesome. It's like Anna's family, her family, your family. It's like weird when you get in that space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird. I think it's weird with like Mandy and Anna, especially because it's like extended family, because they have their extended family is very close to here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. And then her cousin, who just graduated, is like, Drew, we need to go to Disneyland. Because, like, I guess, oh, she can only go during the week. So I told Mandy, I was like, is that weird to you? And she's like, no, you'd be surprised. Like, she's like, just make sure you go pick her up. I don't want her driving. I was like, okay. That's bizarre. Yeah. That was Sunday. I got home pretty late and then I hung out with Uksher, and when we went to go get tea at Cha, and that was closed.
How did they close?
Oh no, it's like it's closed for like 4 months.
Oh really?
It's under renovation.
Did not know that. Good to know.
So then we did a lap to figure out what to do, and we ended up getting a beer at Eureka. Was that Sunday night? I think so. Then it was Sunday. Then Monday, I went to work. Didn't do anything all day, which is nice to do, but not really. It drives me crazy. And then went to LA, hung out with my sister, got ramen, and went to the Zelda concert.
Nice.
Which was awesome, except my sister is like one of the geekiest people I know, but like I think when she was there, she's like, oh my god, look at all these nerds.
And I'm like too much.
You are one.
Yeah, but they're really them.
Yeah, it's like I think it's too much for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like a private nerd, and then when she gets,
yeah, why you guys are so upfront in your face about it?
Because there are people behind us were talking about like their favorite Zelda game, and she was like, "Oh my god, what nerds!" I was like, "We could have had this." I was like, "I was about to chime in on their conversation." Like, you are one of these people. Why don't you realize it? So there's that.
It's only our generation and below. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I think she was still used to being like bullied.
Yeah,
because there's like a 9-year difference between me and my sister, so I think she's definitely used to being bullied still. And she doesn't realize that it's cool now.
Yeah, it's changed.
So then Tuesday, I was like really tired. I woke up because I ended up driving home so late and I was like falling asleep while I was driving. I was fine the whole way until El Toro, which is what, 3 exits? El Toro, Alicia, La Paz, and then Oso. So 4 exits, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's where. I was like,
oh man, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay, I just need to like get home. And of course, by then, I'm just like, I have that window open, I have my head like sticking out the window and shit like that. And then, yeah, Tuesday, I was just so tired that I was like, you know what? And I felt like I was getting sick. Did you get sick this week?
No.
Because Anna texted me. We got VC with Anna on Saturday night.
Or she got sick.
She got sick on Sunday. She's like, my little cousins or niece and nephew were over and they were sick and they like rubbed their hands all over my face.
Man.
So she's like, I'm feeling like I'm catching a cold. So she's like, sorry if you catch a cold. And she's like, but you shouldn't because like I didn't touch your face.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true, but you were very close. Like, we were in the same car.
Yeah.
You're sitting across from me. Like, we ate kimchi out of the same plate. So, yeah, I felt sick, though. I think it's one of those, like, mind things where I felt sick.
Was it right after you heard about it, or was it
before? Well, I heard about it. She told me Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I was fine. And then Monday, I felt okay. And then Tuesday, I felt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up just like hanging out at home. And then I had to go do something. I ended up, because like my mom's car isn't working. So I just drove her around. I had to go to 2 Costcos. Went to a grocery store. I bought this stuff.
Why 2 Costcos?
Because like we were looking for, like right now Costco has these like Under Armour shirts. Like, I'm not wearing one right now, but they're like Under Armour shirts. Mm-hmm. But they're $5.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to 1 Costco to buy up a few. And
they're out of them or something?
They were sold out of men's mediums. Mm. So then we went to the other Costco.
Got it.
And they had them. And I bought like 6 of them. And I was like, yes. I have one for every day of the gym. Which I need to start doing.
Now you got the Under Armour.
I have the shirt. Yeah, because that's always the thing to me. I don't like wearing like t-shirts to the gym because I get like super sweaty and then it like absorbs the sweat and it's like gross. So they're just like, they're not like actual Under Armour, but it's like that material.
Yeah,
so it's
I get black. Because Under Armour
ones,
wear under, but
gray ones and a blue one. Riveting. But I bought at the grocery store, I bought this stuff called original New York seltzer. I don't know how to pronounce it. Seltzer.
I think that's right.
And I bought vanilla cream soda and root beer, and they're clear, natural flavor, no artificial coloring, no artificial like sugar. It's only cane sugar and like natural flavoring. Delicious. I'm sold.
Oh, good. It's not like the Blackwater where it's your mind.
No.
Thinks it's weird because it's...
I thought the root beer was really weird because it was clear.
Yeah, that's strange.
But delicious.
That's all that really matters.
I was like, I need the hookup on this drink. I think that's going to be the sponsor for Destiny Pizzas. We'll try to get them to sponsor the podcast. No, just the company. And then they can send... They have like cherry and grape and peach and... They have all these different flavors.
Cool.
And I like the fact that they come in glass bottles and...
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
They've been around since 1928 or something. They've been around forever. So I dig that. Yeah, it doesn't say it on here. I thought I read it somewhere. So yeah, that was Tuesday. Oh, and then Tuesday I went out at night again, hung out with Terrell, went to go get tea. Sunday night, I didn't know Chaw was closed for months.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
You thought it was just closed that day or something?
Yeah, because it's like boarded up around it. So I was like, maybe it's open. And we went kind of late, so I was like, maybe they changed their hours. So Terrell's like, let's get tea. And I was like, okay. So then go out. He's like, let's go to Chaw. And I was like, okay, go to Chaw. It's closed. And I'm like, shit. I was like, let's do a lap. Let's see if Snow Monster has boba. Because before, when Chaw was open, Snow Monster wasn't allowed to sell boba because, like, Chaw had, like, stranglehold on the market in that shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And Snow Monster did have boba, and they only have, like, a few drinks, though. They only have, like, 3 or 4 drinks, and I was like, I don't really want any of these. I was like, I'm just get a beer, and he's like, yeah, let's just grab a beer. So we got beers. Well, he got, like, a cider, which was, like, passion fruit cider, which was, like, so sour. It was gross. And he couldn't even finish it. It was so sour. Mm. And I got the beer that Uxer got on Sunday because Uxer chose a good beer on Sunday. And I chose like a smoky. It's called the Black House. And it was like smoky. And it tastes like coffee and chocolate. It was good. But Uxer got the Carlsbad Chronic Amber or something like that.
Mm.
And it was so good. So yeah, I hung out with Terrell. And then that was Tuesday. Wednesday, I think I just went to work and came home. Let's see. What does my app tell me I did? Wednesday. I think I might have put... I went to Earth. Wait, what? I went to work. Yeah, Wednesday. I got home at like 2 in. Oh, wait, no. I don't know. I barely slept that night, apparently. Went to work. Oh, and then went to 24 Hour Fitness with Terrell because he didn't have a membership. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm thinking about buying a membership. Do you think it's cheaper in the gym than online? And I was like, it's cheaper at Costco. So then we got there and the guy's trying to sell him on like this stupid plan. And I was like, you're better off just getting it at Costco. It's like half the price. So that's what he's going to do. Then Thursday. Oh, and then that night I put the new iOS beta on my phone. And it is pretty cool. I wasn't sure how I felt about it because it was like during the announcement on Monday. That's what I did at work on Monday. I watched that WWDC keynote.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure how I felt about it because, like, did you see it
at all? I didn't see it. I heard some of the stuff.
It's like pretty. It's like you can.
It's a lot of iMessage stuff, right?
Yeah, all the iMessage stuff is crazy. Like, you can send stickers and put like stickers on conversations, and you can like stuff, and then you can send like animated text messages and have balloons come up and stuff. And I was like, dude, I feel old. Like, this is the first time I feel old when my. When I'm texting.
Well, it looks like it's making texting more like
apps, Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or stuff like that.
That's what it seems like.
And yeah, and like GIFs are animated in line, and you can watch a YouTube video straight up in the. You don't have to leave iMessage, and now you can send money through iMessage, and you can do stuff with app. Like, you have to use Square Cash.
Yeah.
In iMessage, and it just sends directly to the person.
This is just taking from all the app ideas that we'll just merging, put it in our so it's all encompassing.
Yeah, so it's cool. Yeah, I also loaded watchOS 3 on my watch, which is cool because they have this thing called Scribble when you're texting someone where you just type the message on your, like, you draw the letters one at a time on your watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll type it.
That's cool.
So I used that yesterday. And the person's like, why are you typing in caps? And I was like, sorry, I'm just writing everything in capital letters on my watch.
Does it pick up between lowercase and
cap? Yeah. And then there's like a little space button. Mm. So I did that. That was Wednesday. Thursday, it was my mom's birthday. And we went down to San Diego for my niece's dance recital after work.
Cool.
And that was very bonkers because you're not allowed to film or take pictures during the recital.
Really?
Oh, it was at a place that we've been to together.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we went to a magic show in San Diego?
Yes.
That's where it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, I saw the place and I was That's like, funny. I've been to this city before. I came here for a magic show.
Yeah.
And then we were at the venue bizarre. And I was like, I've been here before. I was here for a magic show.
People are like, what are you talking about? Yeah. That sounds so weird to say.
It sounds weird to like say like you went like into San Diego for a magic show.
Yeah.
And like, who was the performer? I was like, oh, it was my friend's cousin. He was like a Vegas magic magician. So yeah, like the age range was like 3 to 18. And there was like 40 something dances. So there's like a dance and then the next group comes out and there's another dance.
But they don't let you film?
They don't let you film. They sell the DVD for $40. 3 days this thing goes on for. So it's Wednesday.
Jeez.
I assume there's like close to 40 dances each day.
But you only go to the one.
You only go to the one with the person in it.
Okay.
Seating assigned. Tickets cost money.
What?
I bought like Yeezy tickets.
This is a whole big
Yeah, I bought production. Kanye West tickets Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, no, I'm not going to say that one. But these tickets for the dance recital cost more than the tickets my sister bought for the Zelda concert.
Man.
So, yeah, that happened. And then, like, I was just surprised at how risque some of these girls were like dressed and, like, their dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that their parents were cheering. And I was like, your daughter is like 8 years old.
Weird.
Dancing like Beyonce. Like, I don't think this is appropriate. But I'm not a parent. What do I know? So I did that. Got home really late. Well, like, I was tired. And my, like, we left at intermission, which ended at like, or started at like 9.
Man, what a long show. Man.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. I don't know.
What? I never heard of such a thing that's so big.
I don't know.
It large.
Was, apparently, it's like a huge deal because it's like a private dance thing that you have to like try out to be in. It's
incredible.
It was, yeah. So, like, my sister is driving. Like, I went up with my parents. My sister's driving back, and I was like, she's like, do you want to get coffee? And I was like, yeah, let's get some coffee. So, we get coffee, and then we're driving back, and I'm like, really awake. So, then when I get home, I can't sleep that well. And it's already like 11. I was like, do I want to go to the gym? I was like, nah. I'll wait for Trawl to get his pass. Because I was just going to do the stairs. And then it was like already like 12. And I was like, yeah, I do the stairs for like half an hour. Then I go in the sauna and then I get murdered. Because that's usually how it goes in that place. And I have to be up early the next morning. Sure enough, I'm up the next morning very early. Get to work early. Have a meeting. I had a meeting on Wednesday. Have a meeting Friday. And chilled out.
Nice.
Then went to Disneyland. That was fun. Went to, on the new Soarin' ride, Soarin' Over the World.
Cool.
Went on it twice. Very enjoyable.
What's on that ride?
Matterhorn, the actual Matterhorn Mountain. Sydney, Australia, like the harbor where the Sydney Opera House. Taj Mahal, Eiffel Tower, Neuschwanstein Castle, these waterfalls in South America, the pyramids at Giza, Mount Kilimanjaro, Great Wall of China, Disneyland, and Monument Valley. So that was really cool. Then went on a few other rides. Like Space Mountain, and then we went on the Matterhorn twice. So that was really cool. And I came home, ate pasta, and Saturday I made ice cream. Well, I made the base the day before.
Oh, actually, because
I bought the ice cream maker. Yeah, I finally came in, and went out for dinner with my family. Went to Thai, got Thai food. Which is, I realized, I think that's when I eat curry the most, is when I'm eating Thai food. Did you see Obama, like, did this thing? Oh, that was the crazy thing. Orlando shooting happened, like, Saturday night.
Like, that was the, like, do we see it during the podcast or something?
I didn't see it. Oh, yeah.
Didn't we see him? He's like, oh, man. But I didn't think it was huge, like, a huge thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, like, a one or two people.
Yeah.
When we first saw it.
Because we were like, oh, there's a shooting at a nightclub in Orlando. Yeah. And in my head, I assume, like, a shooting in a nightclub.
Oh, was, yeah.
Like, between two people.
Exactly.
Like, one person got shot.
Or, like,
not like
a couple, like, football players have shot themselves in clubs. So I assumed it was something
stupid. Yeah, I thought it was something like that. Where it's like, or, like, someone shoots, like, at a rapper.
Yeah, but damn, it was way.
Yeah. So then, like, Obama was on PBS or something doing, like, a Q&A. And, like, I saw a thing online where he, like, answered a question where someone, like, asking him about gun control. And it just seems like he's so frustrated.
Yeah. Well, he has to do it every week or month or whatever. It's, like, so much that it's, like, he doesn't know what to do.
That's, like, Mandy was so fucking pissed off Sunday morning when we were driving down to San Diego. Because she was saying, like, at first they weren't saying it was, like, a hate crime and stuff like that. It was, like, such a mess at the beginning. That's an issue that she's very passionate about. I mean, I shouldn't say it like that, but like, yeah. So he was pretty much saying how like the FBI has a list of like ISIS sympathizers who went out and bought guns and they can't do anything about it, like in the United States.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not trying to limit your guns. I just want there to be a list. Like a no-fly list. He's like, after 9/11, if we knew someone or had like probable cause that someone was on like doing something shit sketchy, we put him on that list.
Yeah.
He's like, I just think we should have that list for guns.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know what's so wrong about
stuff. He's like, if you want to drive a car, you have to get a license. That was pretty solid right there. That impression.
that was a good one.
That was the best one. That's redeeming
that for the rest of the... Yes, you're actually improving.
I mean, that's my go-to, though. That's my go-to.
Yeah, true.
Obama, I can do Obama.
I don't even want to see you try to do Jay-Z
again. Hove!
Not any better.
Not any better, no. It was like my voice cracked or something. I don't know what the hell's going on. But yeah, it was like that. And then did you see the Hasan Minhaj video?
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
I didn't watch the whole... Did you see the whole 20 minutes?
I saw the whole thing, yeah. I didn't know there was like another... It was like a Republican like...
Was it Republican?
Yeah, because it was Kasich.
He was there, but I thought it was just like radio...
Oh, I don't know what it was, but I assumed it was Republican because Kasich was there. And he was making fun of... He was sitting where a president usually sits. I was confused. I didn't know what it was, but I was like, this is good. Like, it was funny.
But no one was laughing.
It was really good. No one was laughing, but
because
like...
he was like directly attacking everyone.
But it was really good.
Yeah. And it seemed to get a lot of traction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great. Because
it was really good. Better. I thought it was better than...
Larry Wilmore. Yeah.
Like, I hate to hate on Larry Wilmore, but I'm just not a big fan of...
Would you be surprised if...
I want Minaj to have... Like, him to have his own show.
I was going to say...
Off of that alone.
I was going to say to see him at the dinner next year.
Oh, the correspondence?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Brown people, man.
I could see that for sure.
Even all of the stuff he's been doing for The Daily Show is great. Like when he did the immigrant or the refugee thing in Canada.
I mean, I feel bad for Trevor Noah too, but I feel like that surrounding cast is better.
Oh, is that... Wait, is he on... He's on The Daily Show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that supporting cast is like better than him himself.
Which wasn't the case for Jon Stewart.
Yeah, which is like sad to say, but like... It's just true. I feel it's true. I mean, I guess other people argue not, but.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's like I was telling people this the other day. Like, I love guns. Like, to me, shooting a gun is like a great experience, and you should be able to protect yourself at all times, but not at this cost. I don't think it's worth it to.
Well, everyone can. People are going to kill people with guns, but like, don't give them the ability to kill like 50 people with one with like two like gun like with automatic rifles that Like if he had, I understand. Okay, you can't prevent a dude with handguns going in somewhere. Whatever, he's not going to kill 50 people at once.
Yeah, he'll kill like 7 at most. That's if he's really good. Yeah, and then someone will shooting
attack him. Like it'll be stopped. Like it's still terrible, but you can't let a guy be able to kill 50 people. It's messed up.
Or you know what? Let's just invest in like mental health research and. I don't know. The
problem is then that means there's just like a mandatory thing. Like it's hard. It's like there's so many people here. It's just like it's impossible.
But it's crazy that like in
other
states.
But he was under like, wasn't he like in there? Like he was under something. Like yeah, he was suspected and stuff in school. He had problems and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just none of that.
They saw him at Disneyland.
None of that did anything.
That's a crazy. Okay. So like they say they saw him at Disney World.
Yeah.
And he was planning an attack there. And then I went to Disneyland on Friday. And I went with Alex. So I tell Alex, I'm like, what are the chances do you think that everyone's going to get searched? He's like, no. And I was like, you're serious. So I was like, there was a shooting in Florida where, what was it, like 47?
In Orlando, where Disney World
is. Yeah, where Disney World is. And he was at Disney World, mm-hmm. like, before looking, like, scoping it out. He's like, no, they won't do it. I was like, they need to. Like, that's my thing. I'm like, it's all fun and games when they pull me. And they're like, can you go through security? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, of course. Just why not make everyone go through a metal detector?
Yeah, why don't they do that?
Look at the dude. The dude didn't have.
I mean, they didn't do that at Angel Stadium for a while. Now they do.
Yeah.
Now they
but have then it. I heard. Well, Alex.
But now,
he said on the podcast where he's like, the dude just had his knife in his hand and like
they didn't put it around or something.
Or he had a jacket that was like balled up and they didn't check his jacket.
Yeah, but they did detect it.
Yeah.
that's worse? The incompetent people.
Yeah, just user error.
But like, I feel like you do that every time. It's not going to be the same people. I think you won't
get away
with it every time.
Well, that's the thing, because like, me and Alex originally were like, oh, if you have like a Starbucks cup, you can put like a knife in the Starbucks cup and then just walk through. They wouldn't. No, because you put your cup down on the table,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd go through the metal detector, and now they make you go through with your cup. So now they would tell if something was.
But I'm not so much concerned with like a knife, because like if they're people and they're crazy, they're gonna find ways to hurt people with like a knife. But I feel like that's the risk we take every day,
they have like at Disneyland they have like bomb sniffing dogs, mm-hmm. and they have
that's the stuff I'm scared about is the stuff that can do big damage, like huge damage.
God forbid, you know, like,
yeah,
I go to Disneyland a lot, and it's, I've joked with people. I'm like, you know what? They're like, aren't you scared? And I'm like, you know what? Like, if I were to die, like, I think Disneyland's like the best place to die. Like, I love Disneyland, it's like the happiest place on earth. But it's like a real thing now where I'm just like, if we're driving up and I see like the parking structure closed, and there's like cop cars blocking it, it's usually because there's like a bomb threat called in, which happens enough times. But it's like, what if? Yeah. The what if lingers in my head.
You never know. You can't.
Especially when I go with my niece and nephew. I'm like, if I go, I'm like, I can be vigilant for like me and like 2 friends, 3 friends. I feel like I know enough where I can just be like, okay, well, here are the exits. Like, let's just get the fuck out as fast as possible. Where if it's like with my niece and nephew, I don't know if I can handle myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy time right now. Luckily, in California, it's like super strict gun laws. But even then,
I don't think that's really doing much though.
But when have you ever seen an attack at, like on this level in
San Bernardino?
Yeah,
just happened. I mean,
but those weren't assault rifles. Like those were semi-automatic assault rifles, not fully automatic.
Yeah, like how many people died in that? I mean, I know it's like a lot. And it's terrible. But I'm saying when you're getting to the numbers, like one guy against a whole club, and he takes down 50 and injures 50 more, that's crazy. One guy can do damage to like 100 people and can't be stopped. Like that.
14 people are killed and 22 are seriously injured.
Yeah, like even that is a lot. Like,
but that was 2 people, right? Like 2 shooters.
I think so. It was a husband and wife, I think.
What do you feel? Do you think the wife should be charged with 49 counts of accessory to murder?
Well, they did it together. I don't know enough.
No, I'm saying Orlando.
Oh.
because like apparently he was like,
I don't know all the facts.
Okay,
that
so like apparently she scoped out Disneyland with him.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't think he was actually going to do it. She was signed on to his bank accounts like in the weeks leading up to it. His sister was sold half of the house for $10, and she was being they were corresponding, like he was texting her.
Is she in jail
her.
Right now?
No, they can't find her.
Oh, they can't find her. That's not good.
Yeah. They were texting back and forth during the shooting. The husband and wife.
She was trying to talk him out of it, I think.
Yeah, but if she knew it was going to happen, doesn't she have an obligation to report it to the police?
I guess, but all this people say the same thing. They don't believe it. Like, they don't believe they're going to do it. Like, even if it's just a regular shooting or something, it's like, oh, I didn't believe him. He said crazy stuff, but
yeah.
I don't believe him. Like, I don't know what your responsibility is. You're like, nobody ever believes it.
But with that track record, because, like, apparently he got kicked out of school for being, like,
mm-hmm.
like a military
school. I'm sure
he's
been spitting this stuff
school.
For a while, though. That's the problem, is that you see it a pattern. Oh, he's been doing this forever. He always said, like, he always says these crazy things.
If someone was like, hey, Drew, let's go to Disneyland. I'm going to plan a shooting. I would be like...
Well, she obviously married the guy, so that's kind of like
and
she
he was
obviously
in an
knows
abusive
who,
relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and he was gay.
She obviously has no
or like, bisexual.
There's obviously something going on with her.
Yeah, I think she should. I think they should press charges against her. 49 counts, or whatever it was.
I don't think it's going to stick. But
oh, it's just like this is. I don't know. It's getting to the point. Where it's like, okay, Second Amendment was a fun experiment, you guys. That's what we consider United States, right, as an experiment?
Yeah, but that's not going to stop it anyway.
No, it won't. But it's like in Japan, they have like stabbings, and those aren't that scary, though. It's like 9 people get stabbed. You're like, okay.
Yeah. That's why just the types of... Or at least just... like I don't understand the checking people. Like, check people. Like, vet them more.
Yeah, I was reading this article about how... A guy in Vermont bought an assault rifle, the same one used in the shooting, for $500 in a parking lot. No background check or anything.
Yeah, it's just too easy.
And I'm like, then people are like, oh, it's for why do they need assault rifles? And then the answer from like gun advocates are like, well, it's for home defense. And then I read an article, I forgot who posted it, but it was like the AR-15 was invented to like mow down like. People in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the rifle is invented for. So, like, don't lie to anyone saying, like, oh, it's for home defense and hunting, because it's not. It was made to kill people and, like, be very good at it.
Yeah. I think you'll be just as safe with a less powerful weapon.
I think we should go back to muskets.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Because they have, like, the big flanged out front. And B... You shoot once and you can't see because the room is full of smoke from the gunpowder. And see, it takes forever to reload.
Yeah.
And if someone shot a musket off, I would probably run because that's horrifying.
I think people would notice.
Yeah. What else happened this week?
Not a lot of good
stuff. Did you hear there was like a video, a guy streaming on something like Periscope or whatever, and he got shot? Like he got killed in Chicago or something?
Yeah.
That's the second time I've heard of that story.
Yeah.
If I didn't know any better, it's the same story, but it's not because both of them were reported that day.
It's so weird and messed up.
It's like really crazy.
There's so many dumb people out there. Like, there's enough gun accidents out there that it's like dumb.
Yeah. It's. I don't know. Because I remember for a long time I wanted to own a gun, and now it's just like not worth the hassle, in my opinion. I think it's like I just don't want to be lumped in with everyone else.
How are you lumped in with everyone
else? With like gun owners.
And I don't think they're all the same though.
No.
It's just the law. It's just the NRA and the lobby, because it's like 80% of people. Or whatever percentage, it's a really high percentage, say, like, yeah, we should be mandatory background checks for everybody. Like, if you look at the polls,
yeah.
But it's like
that's just bad for business.
none of that matters because it's all the gun lobby and everything. Which seems bizarre. It's like you think, like, no one seems to vote their congresspeople out because of these reasons.
They're in our thoughts and prayers, though, Mike.
What?
They're in our thoughts and prayers,
yeah. Though. But that's like every time you need to do something at some point.
Yeah.
It's just going to.
It's crazy. Like, I forgot. Like, I found out one of my friend's cousins got shot. And the dude just got sentenced, the guy who shot
him. Oh, really? Like, shot how?
Random.
Just like
on he was in the wrong place,
doing
the wrong
a robbery
time.
Or something.
No, it's just like
someone's just shooting. Someone was
trying
for
to,
fun,
to scare someone.
The gun accidentally hit. Went off.
No, like he was like trying to scare like a business. Like the shooter was trying to scare a business.
Oh,
and the guy was in the business when he like they shot at the business.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Allegedly, that's what happened. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Like that episode of Fresh Prince where Carlton or no, where Will gets shot.
Yeah, that was really intense.
And then Carlton brings a gun, and Will's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah, I was like, "It's crazy when Carlton gets the gun." Like, yeah. Homie looks like Will Smith shooting a little cricket.
Well, that's why he has the gun because he's the smallest.
Yeah, but he's tiny. Like, if he shot the gun, he would fly backwards. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why he gets it because he thinks it'll protect him. It's crazy when sitcoms do like
the heavy episode,
heavy emotional episodes. You're like, whoa, this came out of nowhere.
Yeah. You're like, I wasn't prepared for this.
I was not ready.
And that episode was like, there was no comedic elements.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it starts out with them at the ATM.
Mm-hmm. Just like you put fear in me right at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. I thought about that a few weeks ago. I was in LA with a friend and like I had to pay for parking in like the shopping center, and there's a dude who was like staring at me the whole time, and I was like, you know what, let's just do a lap and wait until more people are at this parking permit machine. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, we did the lap, and then when we get back there's like a bunch of people there, and I'm like, oh, thank God. And then a lady comes up behind us and she's like, there was like the creepiest dude here who was just like staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to like go,
maybe he was staring off into space.
No, he was like,
you
just
guys
like,
both walked into,
he was like
staff.
Staring.
He would turn it. Would he turn his head?
Yeah, he like turned his head and like he like moved. Like when we got out of sight, he like moved so like he would see us again.
So creepy. Oh,
and
man.
I was like, God damn. This is why I don't leave LA at like.
You made the right call to take a lap.
Because I was like, he could have been, I think he was homeless, but he was like a crazy person. So I was like, I don't know what his, like, maybe he thinks I'm a monster or something. I don't know.
Yeah. He's tripping.
Yeah. Bath salts or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, gun violence. Don't play with guns. Especially not assault rifles.
No.
Go to Russia and play with guns, or like a third world country where guns are accessible and like they have like parks and stuff just to shoot guns. Leave your guns on the range. I was reading this article on Reddit. Someone was talking about how like Australia banned all these guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can still, like, guns are still accessible there. It's just they don't have shootings because, like, you have to prove why you need a gun.
Yeah.
But, like, going to a gun range is a valid reason. Like, you're like, I enjoy the sport.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid reason. And they still don't have that many gun deaths.
That's what I'm saying. We just need just a layer of something for some people that, like, there's, like, paperwork sometimes, but, like, not all the time. It's, like, too easy. Like, it makes no sense. Like, it's fine if you, like, you get it in the right people's hands, but it's always in the wrong people's hands.
This is going to be a controversial idea.
All right.
You're, like, shocker there, Drew. state-mandated IQ test. And based on your IQ range, you're allowed to do certain things and you're not allowed to do certain things.
No, I don't. Like what? Like gun specific?
Yeah. Pretty much just guns.
No, I don't. I don't like it because there's a lot of smart people that are crazy.
That's true. Didn't think about that.
That's the problem. Psychopaths, like, there's a lot of psychopaths that are legitimately.
Like Adnan Syed.
But yeah, you just don't know who they are. That, like, you take a terror specifically.
Yeah, like they're that like Korean guy,
like
Virginia
educated,
Tech.
Like educated. Yeah, exactly. No one brings up that guy anymore, really.
I do.
It happened a while ago.
Yeah, but that was the most deadly one.
That one was pretty crazy.
Until Orlando. Since 9/11.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that, like, obviously 9/11, like, you can't get even close to that number.
No.
Well, how many people died in 9/11?
Almost 2,000 or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or something like that. That's like, and what do we do? We didn't say we can't do anything with planes.
That's what people are saying. Like,
it's similar. It's like,
but we
that's
did have
the weapon.
They're like after 9/11, we didn't ban planes. Someone retweeted.
Yeah, but
so then Moshe Kasher is like, but there is so much security now on
so
airport.
Many, yeah, I mean 95% of stuff still gets through, but you know,
yeah,
we all go through the dumb little.
We still all take off our shoes and belts and like our pants are falling down. Did I tell you about that time when I was in Germany?
No.
Like I needed a belt because my legs are so long. At the time, I couldn't find a pair of jeans that fit my waist.
Yeah.
So like I needed a belt to hold my pants up.
You're just holding them
so
up.
So at the time, I had to take my shoes off and I had to take my belt off and I had to take my hoodie off and my hat off. Because when I travel, I gotta cover myself up completely. I can't let anyone recognize me. And we're like running late for our flight. The teachers are like, run, like put your stuff on, like back on. And so I have my belt in my hand. I have my backpack on, my belt in my hand. My other hand is holding my pants because I have to run through the airport because we're running late for our flight. And my pants are like falling down.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, why can't there be like a national, like, background check law? Why is there allowed to, like, why are some states, you're allowed to just buy a gun from a, like, I could just sell you a gun. And like a lot of other states, I could just sell you a gun right now.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
But then in California, I have to go through like a whole process, which I agree with. I don't know. I don't think we're qualified to answer those questions, Mike.
Yeah, the problem is the people who are
don't they get paid not to.
There's too many who are like on the
dole.
Other side, and then it's just unless like everyone writes their congressperson or something, but there's too much ingrained in too much of the country that it's like I don't know how you change that mindset.
I don't think people just don't do that though. Like they don't write to their congressperson because they think it's useless, which
yeah.
I agree with.
But if everyone does it, they
could still, it's up to the congressperson. They're like, dude, y'all aren't paying me money.
Yeah, but they usually, people be surprised that they listen to that kind of stuff. Like that one dude's doing that filibuster. He's doing something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like that's the only thing that's really happened. And like who knows if anything comes of it, but he's the first person to do something.
That's true.
Wow. But yeah, I think he was like the Newtown congressman or something. And I think he was like, it's really his issue.
It's just too much.
It's just like, but if it would be anything, it'd be the terrorist angle on it. You would think that would.
I think my favorite.
It's sad that like the children angle, the Newtown.
Isn't good enough.
Isn't as big as, I feel like that, like, and I understand like it's all piling up, but I feel like the terrorist angle is a bigger angle because you can at least get people on the right to be like, yeah, but terrorists are getting them at least. Like, at
yeah,
least you think they would
get,
agree with the, oh, at least that list thing makes sense, right? Get all terrorists.
We couldn't get a bipartisan bill to fund Zika research.
Yeah.
Republicans would rather Obama not pass a bill than fund research for a disease that doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah. I don't get the point of that at this point because we're already
affected by Zika now.
Like, and we already know, like, he's going to be out of the office. What's the point of stopping him? Like if it's just to literally make him do nothing look good, like, what's the point of that? It makes no sense.
Because, like, now at this point, we know that, like, I don't think, do you think the average American knows that, like, Obama's not the reason this stuff's not happening? Like, it's because of Congress? You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people know that, but I think.
A lot of people still say that, like, oh, Obama didn't do anything that he promised. And I'm like, look at, like, he couldn't. He tried.
Yeah.
Granted,
like,
he didn't.
People do, but then they, like, he'll get the blames and the.
Yeah. Like, well, Obamacare.
Like,
no,
yeah, like, literally, no matter what happens, like, I don't think, like, governments have, like, I mean, they have some effect, but, like gas prices and economic specifics, I don't think they're, like, completely controlling that stuff, or they'd easily they'd do it during election cycles and be able to manipulate it that much. But, like, people, they attribute that to them no matter what. It doesn't matter what actually is the cause of it. They just get all the credit or the blame. Yeah. That's a odd thing. President's, like, accountable for everything no matter if he can control it or not.
That's what I was going to say. I think that's probably a good place to end it.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Come back on Monday. We're going to talk about more movies and stuff. This is a heavy...
heavy way to end this episode.
And if you know anyone that works at Original New York Seltzer, tell them to send a few cases of any flavor. All their flavors. Who cares? I'll drink them all. I'm curious. Thank you for listening. God bless you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.